This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, following the belated acknowledgement that the water was contaminated by lead in Flint, Michigan, residents have been getting discounts on their water bills. Now those discounts are ending as officials say the water is now safe. That's despite recommendations that people keep filtering as pipes are upgraded, Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Flint residents have had 65% knocked off their water bills. That covers the drinking and bathing part, but not sewage. Tom Lyon of the University of Michigan says considering the loss of trust and lead's long-term health impacts,
you could argue that they should be getting their water free for a long period of time to try to compensate for that.
But that won't happen. Officials say Flint's water now meets EPA standards, and emergency money needs to go to pipe replacement and health care. Anna Heaton is a spokeswoman for the governor.
Continuing to pay for water bills or bottled water is not going to allow resources to be redirected to these things that we think are priorities in the recovery.
Community activist Melissa Mays doesn't buy that the water's safe, so she doesn't buy the water. She stopped paying her bill and now owes $1,800. She fears the repercussions of a shutoff.
I'm scared. I have three sons. I don't want to see Child Protective Services come to my house because I either don't want to pay for poison or I can't afford it.
She says many in her community share her fears. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.